Podcast 36, Jesus, Obedience, and You. The gospel passage for this podcast is John chapter 14, verses 23 to 29. Obedience. This is something we may struggle with from time to time. It reminds me of a story about a man named Jack. He was walking along a steep cliff one day when he accidentally got too close to the edge and fell over. On the way down, he managed to grab a branch, which temporarily stopped his fall. He looked down, and to his horror, he saw that the canyon fell straight down for more than 1,000 feet. He couldn't hang on to the branch forever, and there was no way for him to climb up the steep wall of the cliff above him. So Jack began yelling for help, hoping that someone passing by would hear him and do something to rescue him. "Help! Help! Is anyone there? Help!" he yelled for a long time, but no one seemed to hear him. He was about to give up when he heard a voice. "Jack! Jack! Can you hear me?" "Yes! Yes, I can hear you! I'm down here!"
"I can see you, Jack. Are you all right?"
"Yes, but who are you and where are you?"
"I'm the Lord, Jack. I'm everywhere."
"The Lord? You mean God?"
"That's me."
"God, please help me. I promise if you'll get me down from here, I'll stop sinning. I'll be a really good person. I'll serve you the rest of my life."
"Easy on the promises, Jack. Let's get you off from there, and then we can talk. Now here's what I want you to do. Listen carefully."
"I'll do anything, Lord. Just tell me what to do."
"Okay. Let go of the branch."
"What?"
"I said, let go of the branch. Just trust me. Let go." There was a long silence. And then finally Jack spoke again and yelled,
"Help! Help! Is anyone else up there?"
Jack knew he should obey God and trust him, but it was just too hard. And obedience is difficult. It's like that for us too, sometimes. Last week we talked about how God calls every Christian to follow him, that we should be sticking so close to Jesus that we are covered in the dust of our rabbi. But God's call is only the first part of this process. The next step is obedience. John tells the disciples in John 14, verses 23 to 25, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching." These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. Jesus makes a clear link between loving him and obeying his teaching. Obedience to what God is calling us to do is a central element of what the Christian faith is about. One of the litmus tests for us as disciples is, are we being obedient to God's call to us and to the teaching of Jesus? Now, this is a deceptively simple statement, and I'm going to try and unpack this a little bit more and make it clearer for us to understand. Firstly, we have to know what Jesus' teaching is in order to obey it. Last week we talked about God's call and the new commandment in John 13:14 that Jesus gave his disciples: love one another as I have loved you. A deceptively simple statement. It's easy to say, but it's hard to do. In order to know what Jesus' teaching is, we have to read the Bible. The Gospels tell us what Jesus taught his disciples, and this is the main source of knowledge we have about Jesus' teaching. But it's not just enough to read the Bible like an intellectual exercise. We then must obey what the Bible tells us to do. As the German theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, one act of obedience is better than 100 sermons. So going back to the previous week's message, we have to intentionally do things for each other as a community of faith, which demonstrate our love for each other. And at the moment, for this community of faith, we are, in Māori terms, he waka eke noa. And this is a Māori proverb, which basically means it's a canoe that we're all in together. And that means we all have to be paddlers in this canoe. At our current level of membership, there is, to be frank, no room for passengers. We all need to contribute to the life of the church in some way, adding our gifts to the gifts of those around us. And there are a range of ways we can do this. One example would be the opportunity for prayer. Everybody gets a weekly parish newsletter, and in that parish newsletter there are items to pray for, and people from the parish and outside the parish who are listed in need of prayer. It would be a really nice thing if people not only prayed for each other, but also maybe sent each other an email or phone called each other to say, how's it going? There's also just the straightforward nuts and bolts of the church running. We have a number of rosters which are still pretty thin. We just get by. But if somebody's away or sick, then it starts to unravel. So consider what you can do to help us keep the life of the church in this place going. So once we've started to understand Jesus' teaching, we need to discern what actions Jesus wants us to do in order to obey that teaching. God is not glorified by people burning out because they've taken on too much. We need to ask the Lord what it is that he wants us to be doing in our church life, in our family life, in our work life, in every part of our lives. What's God's direction for us? As Paul says in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We don't earn our salvation by doing good works, but God has prepared in advance for each day a set of tasks or good works which he wants us to do. So once we have begun to understand what Jesus' teaching is, ask the Holy Spirit to guide us to the good works which implement that teaching, and then being obedient and done those good works to the best of our capabilities, the result is joy. Because the Christian life is not a life of drudgery, dragging ourselves miserably from one laborious task to the next. If that were so, then what the English poet Swinburne said would be true. Thou hast conquered, O pale Galilean. The world has grown grey at thy breath. And the amazing thing is that as well as bringing us joy, this obedience brings God the Father joy, because we are aligning ourselves to his purpose for us and for the world, and we are participating in bringing about the kingdom of God here on earth. For us as Christians, our definition of well-being, the key to our well-being, is joy. And we can think of joy as an acronym, Jesus, obedience, and you. So, Jesus, knowing Jesus and his teaching, obedience, discerning each day, the good works he's called us to do, and then doing them, and you and me, working together as a community of faith to bring about God's kingdom.